listen now for Call to Worship, a half-hour program dedicated to presenting the truth of God's Word. Call to Worship is sponsored by the Zion Chapel in Holland.
Listen to the words of Psalm 148. Put the verse in music. Hallelujah. Praise Jehovah. From the heavens, praise his name. Praise Jehovah in the highest. All his angels, praise proclaim. All his hosts together, praise him. Sun and moon and stars on high. Praise him, O ye heavens of heavens, and ye floods above the sky. Let them praises give Jehovah, for his name alone is high, and his glory is exalted, and his glory is exalted, and his glory is exalted far above the earth and sky. Reading today from Jeremiah, chapter 16, verse 17 to the end of the chapter, and the first seven verses of chapter 17. For mine eyes are upon all their ways. They are not hid from my face, neither is their iniquity hid from mine eyes. And first I will recompense their iniquity and their sin double, because they have defiled my land. They have filled mine inheritance with the carcasses of their detestable and abominable things. O Lord, my strength and my fortress and my refuge. In the day of affliction, the Gentiles shall come unto thee from the ends of the earth, and shall say, Surely our fathers have inherited lies, vanity, and things wherein there is no profit. Shall a man make gods unto himself, and they are no gods? Therefore, behold, I will this once cause them to know. I will cause them to know mine hand and my might, and they shall know that my name is the Lord. 17 verse 1, The sin of Judah is written with a pen of iron, and with the point of a diamond. It is graven upon the table of their heart, and upon the horns of their altars. Whilst their children remembereth their altars and their groves by the green trees upon the high hills. O my mountain in the field, I will give thy substance and all thy treasures to the spoil, and thy high places for sin throughout their borders. And thou even thyself shalt discontinue from thine heritage that I gave thee, and I will cause thee to serve thine enemies in the land which thou knowest not. For they have kindled a fire in mine anger, which shall burn forever. Thus saith the Lord, Cursed be the man that trusteth in man, and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord. For he shall be like the heath in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit the parched places of the wilderness, in a salt land, and not inhabited. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. Let's give thanks for these words. Some of them have been fulfilled. Others of them, we believe, will yet be fulfilled. Our Father, we come to Thee in the name of Christ Jesus, Thy Son, our Savior, our Lord, our Creator, our Sustainer. We pray, Father, in His name, for the Holy Spirit to be given. We pray for Him to lead into all truth, even all of the church. And then, Father, that using the church, many might be gathered in. Many might be brought, even as we read. The Gentiles shall come unto thee from the ends of the earth, and shall say, Surely our fathers have inherited lies. Father, we know that throughout what is called heathendom, there are only lies. We pray, Father, that we may know Him who is the way, the truth, the life, and that is to be found in Him alone. Even as Thou hast said, Lord Jesus, without me you can do nothing. We pray that we may have that hunger and thirst after righteousness that will be filled in coming to Thee, Lord Jesus, to eat of Thy broken body by faith, to drink of Thy blood shed on the cross also by faith. And we pray that as we know these things, we may know them to Thy glory. We may know them to our soul's blessing for time and eternity. We also may know them for the good of others, that soon, through the church, the gospel might be preached to every creature, every nation, every tongue, every tribe, and that that host described by John, that host which no man can number, may soon be gathered from all of the world. We pray, Father, for these blessings first, that Thy kingdom might come, that Thy will might be done on earth as it is in heaven, but also that Thou wilt this day give us our daily bread. We give thanks when we have been given it in abundance, and we pray for those who need it, those who are homeless, those who are in sickness and injury, those who are suffering in different ways, especially the persecuted. We pray for those in older age that Thou would give comfort while they have life all through Christ. Amen. As we look again at these words from God, first of all, to Jeremiah, to the people that he was in the midst of, those described in the 17th verse where we began to read, Mine eyes are upon all their ways. God's eyes at all time are going to and fro throughout the earth. He knows our down sitting and our uprising. He knows our thoughts afar off. He knew us before we were formed in our mother's womb. He is God. It is greater than we can understand, but we can understand part of it, knowing it is true, knowing that the Scripture has declared these things, knowing also that nature gives witness to it. The heavens declare the glory of God. It cannot be denied. Even as God used later by the pen of Jeremiah, when he gave a promise of the future for these people, he said, as long as the sun and the moon and the stars endure, so true his promises were to them. And he knew that this was a witness to himself, a witness that would never, never cease as long as this earth abides. Yes, he is the eternal God from eternity to eternity. And that's what we must know. And that's part of the reason he gave this word. And he does these things. In verse 21, the last verse of the 16th chapter, we read, therefore, behold, I will this once cause them to know, I will cause them to know mine hand and my might, and they shall know that my name is the Lord. We began with those that spoke lies earlier, the verse prior to this. The Gentiles shall come unto thee from the ends of the earth and shall say, surely our fathers have inherited lies, vanity, and things wherein there is no profit. Shall a man make gods unto himself that are no gods? Each of us to be blessed, as Jeremiah was, must know the one true God, the only eternal God. We must know him. We must trust in him. Some of this language here, written by Jeremiah, is such that the judgments are terrible, almost beyond understanding, beyond imagination. Terrible, 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 as we read them in these past chapters. They would be delivered to the sword, to the famine, to the pestilence, dying terrible deaths. Being there without being buried, the land would be destroyed, or the land would lay barren for many, many years. Awful. And yet, Jeremiah states words much similar to the psalmist, David, or Asaph, or others. We read in verse 19, O Lord, my strength and my fortress, my refuge in the day of affliction. Jeremiah could say that right then and there. As he could say later, when all of these judgments had come upon Judah and Jerusalem, he could then say, the Lord's mercies are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. In the midst of death and destruction, all these things are always true for those who believe. For those who have come in repentance before God, repentance, turning, submission, agreeing, believing in God as he is. That is part of repentance. We do not believe in God as he has revealed himself. We will not submit to God. And repentance brings us into agreement and submission. The Apostle Paul later asked, who art thou, Lord? And he was taught. He could also then say differently than these here who seem to want to make gods. Part of what we read here is how God would destroy. He would give the substance of the treasure to the spoil, the high places for sin throughout the borders. He would discontinue his heritage. They had made idols and offered to idols on every hill and every green tree. They had polluted the land. Now God was going to make the land barren. They had not kept the Sabbath that the God had commanded. He says, I'll let the land lay barren and the land will be able to keep its Sabbath. All of that God would do and all of that God did. But also with the promise of blessing sometimes for a latter day, but always for those who would, as we read in the psalmist and Paul later repeats to the New Testament church, today if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart. Yes, Jeremiah could say, O Lord, my strength and my fortress. A short time before this, he evidently felt his weakness. He did not dare to stand against the others in the land. He did not dare to make God's message known fully as he was called to do. And God said, as we had considered some time ago from verse 19 of chapter 15, therefore thus saith the Lord, if thou return, then I will bring thee again, and thou shalt stand before me. And if thou take the precious from the vial, thou shalt be my mouth. Let them return unto thee, but return not thou unto them. If Jeremiah would return to them, he would be, as we read and considered last week, cursed is every one that leaneth on the arm of flesh, or the fear of man bringeth a snare. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The trust in the Lord is great blessing. We read of that twice. We read of it in the 19th verse, O Lord, my strength and my fortress, my refuge in the day of affliction. We read of it again in the 7th verse of the 17th chapter. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, whose hope the Lord is. But before that can take place, we must come to know the Lord. We must come to know, as we read from that last verse of chapter 16, they shall know that my name is the Lord. God has given two things that are to be honored, his name and his word. In one of the Psalms we read that he has exalted his word above his name. It is a word to be reverenced, rejoiced in, trembled at, yes, to be believed. Every word is true. Not to be wrested, not to be denied, disobeyed, not to be called a myth, not to be described as just written by men, though it was written by men, it was not of their interpretation, it was as the Holy Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, one of the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And as the Father and the Son directed, and sometimes each of them is speaking. Sometimes we read, I am God, beside me there is none other. The Lord Jesus is speaking through the pen of Zechariah and saying, I will pour out the spirit of grace and supplication, and they shall mourn after me whom they have pierced. Speaking it before he came down as a baby to this earth. Speaking of it as something that will still, hopefully, and if we have faith rightly, believe it will be done. That he will do that. And it should be our prayer that he'll do it today. He'll do it in the days ahead. Pour out the spirit of grace and supplication. Yes, it is almost a strange book, the book of Jeremiah. Strange in the fact that there are terrible, terrible descriptions of judgment. Also that there are wonderful, wonderful promises in the same book following each other. Sometimes he speaks of the judgments to come. Sometimes he speaks of the judgments that are already beginning. And then he will speak as well of the promises of the blessed things to come. But through it all, he can speak of the present blessing that he could have, and any believers amongst them could have, while the rest were sinning and God's judgment was falling upon them. Jeremiah certainly was troubled. He was sometimes weak. But again, he could say, as we read, O Lord, my strength and my fortress. A fortress is a place for safety when the enemy is round about. And certainly Jeremiah had many enemies. He had those who wanted to stop him, those who wanted to kill him, those who put him in the dungeon. Terrible. Yet God was his strength wherever he was. Yes, that faith at times waned, It probably became a question mark in weakness, but God brought him through it, as he will his children. Yes, when he begins, he never quits. He may for a time hide his face, a short time, as he said, he would hide his face from Jacob for a time, for a moment. And he did that from the nation, and at times, even seemingly with Jeremiah, till Jeremiah would learn and return, as we read from the 19th verse of chapter 15. He had to return to God. He had to submit to God. He had to obey God, as well as believe in God and look to him for his strength. As I said, we have much the same thing as with the Psalms. In Psalm 18, we read in verse 3, I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised, so shall I be saved from mine enemies. What was true there for David, who had many enemies, was true for Jeremiah. Then also, when we think of the last part of that 19th verse, the Gentiles shall come unto thee from the ends of the earth. In Genesis chapter 22, we read the prophecy of what will happen in the end. Verse 27 of Psalm 22, all the ends of the world shall remember and turn unto the Lord, and all the kindreds of the nations shall worship before thee. This was written by David about 400 years before the time of Jeremiah. God had told David, all the ends of the earth shall remember and turn unto the Lord. Now, these number of years later, he is telling Jeremiah, the Gentiles shall come unto thee from the ends of the earth, and shall say, surely our fathers have inherited lies, vanity, and things wherein there is no profit. Everything outside of the Word of God, everything outside of the Holy Scriptures, the Bible, anything that does not agree with it, submit to it, is a lie. Everything, 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 no matter who said it. Many prophets have arisen and said, I am the great prophet. Supposedly, they have had a revelation from God, and supposedly, they teach about God, but it's a lie. Yes, a lie. If it does not submit to this word of the holy, living God, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who alone can save and will save through him. Those that believe on him will be saved. Those who do not believe the message of him, the gospel, Christ's death and resurrection, will be damned. Every one. He that believeth not shall be damned. If you are in that number, that you have not believed in this God, the one who said, they shall know that I am the Lord. 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 Lord over all. He was Lord over Pharaoh, even though Pharaoh said, who is the Lord that I should obey him? He found out to his own destruction. That's what everyone will find out. That's why when we preach the Word of God, we cannot preach ourselves. And we need to know that not only in the world, not only among the heathens that have this religion, that religion, another religion, but we need to know it in what is called Christendom. Paul warned the Corinthians when they said, one is of Paul, another of Apollos, another of Cephas. He said, did I die? Can they be baptized in my name? No, no, no. Paul could but preach another. Paul could but believe in another for his own salvation and preach another for the salvation of any other one. As he said to the Philippian jailer when he asked, what must I do to be saved? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy house. And the Philippian jailer soon found that to be true. When Paul preached further to him and to his house, and they all believed, they all rejoiced, and they were all baptized. The household of believers, the household of believers that experienced believer baptism. Wonderful, wonderful very seldom that we see a whole house that all believed. That was not true with Abraham. It was not true with David. It was not true with Isaac. But it was true with that Philippian jailer. That's what Jeremiah also prophesied of when he said, they will not have to say every man to his brother, know the Lord, but they'll all know from the least to the greatest. That day is coming for Judah and Israel, coming. We may pray and say, as a Gentile, me too, Lord, bless me too. That same way, the same way that thou didst say, Lord Jesus, I will pour out the Spirit of grace and supplication, that may be poured out today on the church, as it was then. All of this is from Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. And that's why Jeremiah can speak of the past, he can speak of the present, he can speak of the future, because it is all from the eternal God, the one that we must know. If all we do is look at what happened here at a short time that Jeremiah was speaking, and this particular part of the time, about 600 years before Christ, the captivity beginning about 6 or 7 years before this, and continued for another 10 or 12 years till the last captives were carried away. And we could look at this period of time, we could look at this happening, these particular things, and they are there in much detail, not only here in Jeremiah, but in the book of Kings, the book of Chronicles, the psalmist speaks of them. Later, Nehemiah and their return spoke of these things. The history of Israel, the history of Judah. But God is a God of all nations. God is creator of the whole world. God is the God that gave what was given in the past and the present and what will be given in the future. Yes, though we read here in verse 1 of chapter 17, the sin of Judah is written with a pen of iron, with a point of a diamond. It is graven on the table of their heart and upon the horns of their altars, while their children remembered their altars and their groves by the green trees upon the high hills. That was what was taking place. That's what had taken place through these almost 30 years that Jeremiah had been prophesying. And it had taken place, sadly, before that. But now judgment was going to come. And judgment would last for 70 years. Some of them would be taught in Babylon. Their hard hearts would have to be softened. They would have to be taught. But then God gave a promise not only for them, but a greater promise for a greater day, a latter day, and not only for them, but we may believe, as God said by the pen of Paul, if the cutting off of them was for the blessing of the Gentiles, how much more their fullness? Oh, pray for it to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Please pray with us for revival in the church and awakening throughout the world. Thank you.
For listening to Call to Worship. If you have questions or comments regarding today's program, you can write to Zion Chapel, 937 Royce Avenue, Holland, Michigan, 49423, or their email address is worship@calltoworship.org. For more information on Call to Worship and its ministry, check out their website, www.calltoworship.org. Listen again next week at this time for Call to Worship.
Praise the Lord.